plan or something.
You mean you take the driftwood and shape it in the form of a planet?
A root. I've seen some real pretty roots that, you know, of the trees, maybe like we talked about lighter the other day. And it's real hardwood, a cedar tree maybe that's real old.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it and bleach it out. And maybe it's got a place you could put a flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's old roots sticking out and you finish them. They're real pretty. I have a girlfriend that's got one, but I wouldn't feel like making one.
I love driftwood. We brought some driftwood back. And Bill says he's going to... I don't have anything quite like that, but we do have some pretty good size.
But you can have a piece of driftwood and put it on the wall. And put little red birds and bluebirds on it, butterflies. That's real pretty. Too.
That would be pretty.
It really would.
If you can get them.
Conversation piece.
Uh huh. If you can get them natural enough looking, some of them look don't look natural. When you're pulling up a stump, you have to dig and cut the what's
roots.
Around the stump. Sometimes the roots and what's around the roots. Sometimes that you have to cut.
The vines.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that vine, Margaret? That goes, you know, grows so thick and.
Kudzu.
Kudzu, that's right.
It's brought here from overseas somewhere.
Uh-huh. I keep forgetting that term, kudzu.
C-U-D,
maybe S-U. Kudzu vine.
And you don't ever want any of it.
I know, it must be very hard to get rid of.
You can't get rid of it.
Really?
You can burn it and freeze it and poison it and everything. It still comes right back
It's
up.
Pretty in the forest when you drive along and see it.
It's pretty, but it's devastating. Mm-hmm. It'll take over everything.
You can't have anything else with it, I guess.
Mm-mm.
Do you know any medicines or anything that are made out of roots that are good?
Well, you know about sassafras tea.
That's a root that begins.
I don't know if it's medicinal.
I think it is. It's supposed to be good for your blood or something in the spring, isn't it?
I don't know. My brother-in-law used to drink it, but I think he just drank it because his grandparents did.
Mm-hmm. Does it taste good or bad?
Well, it's not bad. I didn't put sugar in it, a lemon.
All right. What kind of a tree with broad leaves shed all at one time, with bark that peels and little knobs or balls, and with tough wood used for chopping blocks? Do you know what that would be? It's a tall shade tree. And it's got long white limbs and a white scaly bark.
A birch?
Something like a birch, only it's bigger. It gets to be...
Poplar?
Well, it's got more shape than a poplar. It goes out farther. It's a great big tree.
Oak. Sycamore.
Have you any other name for a sycamore?
No, I don't think there's any sycamore around here, though.
What are some of the trees in this area?
Oh, I don't know. There's about five different kind of oaks, and we have cottonwood trees, and pecan, and walnut, and elm, and... maple, they're real pretty, and sweet gum,
and pine, of course.
Oh yeah, pine.
And pecan.
Pecan.
You must have many pecan.
Yeah, I say pecan. Mm-hmm.
Did you say pecan? What kinds of oak do you know? I only know
white and post oak and pop and I don't know. There's a turkey oak. The leaves look like a foot of a turkey.
Oh.
And white oak, water oak.
Do they all have essentially the same shape of leaf?
Mm-mm, they all have different shaped leaves.
They do? But they're all oak.
Mm-hmm.
Do they all grow about the same size?
Well, they grow. Mm-hmm. They grow to be, if you leave them long enough, they'll be real big.
Mm-hmm. What did George Washington cut down?
Say, cut the cherry tree.
What's the kind of a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and it's poison to some people? It certainly is
pretty.
It's pretty, but it's also very, very hard if you're allergic to it.
I don't know. Sumac.
Uh-huh.
Oh, poison ivy.
Uh-huh. Well,
poison oak.
That's the sort of thing.
Sumac is the name of it.
Right. Any kinds of bushes you've already mentioned that make your skin break out when you brush against them?
I think you have to get the sap on your boat before you could.
What kinds of things would do that?
The poison ivy and sumac.
And what else?
Poison oak.
What are some of the local berries that we have here?
Blackberries and strawberries and dewberries. And I don't know if blueberries. I guess we do have blueberries here.
Mm-hmm. What are the kinds of berries with rough surface? Some of them are red and some of them are red and black.